Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. So, after that strong rally yesterday, what's the vibe this morning, Wednesday, May 28th? Looks a bit quiet?
That's right. We're looking at a pretty subdued start. S&P 500 futures are just hovering a couple of points above fair value. It seems the market is taking a breather after yesterday's big move up, which, by the way, was fueled by that tariff delay news and some surprisingly strong consumer confidence figures.
Got it. A little consolidation, perhaps. What's the picture globally? Did Asia and Europe keep the party going?
Not quite. Global equity markets had a more muted session. Asian markets ended mostly lower. Japan's Nikkei was unchanged. Hong Kong's Hang Seng slipped about 0.5%, and China's Shanghai Composite also finished flat.
And Europe?
Following suit, mostly lower over there as well. Germany's DAX is down about 0.5%, and the FTSE and CAC are also slightly in the red, so a cautious tone overseas.
Any specific headlines from overseas catching your eye?
Well, Japan's long-term yields climbed again after a weak 40-year bond auction. The positive spin, if you can call it that, is that the auction didn't outright fail. Also, there's talk Japan might commit to buying a trillion yen worth of chips in a potential U.S. trade deal.
Interesting on the chip front. And any economic data moving the needle here in the U.S. this morning?
Pretty light so far. We got the weekly MBA mortgage index, which fell 1.2%. That follows last week's 5.1% decrease, so continued softness there. Treasuries are seeing a bit of pressure too, with the 10-year yield up 2 basis points to 4.45%.
Okay, so mortgage demand still weak. What about overseas economic data? Anything notable from Europe?
Yeah, a couple of things. Germany's May unemployment saw a larger-than-expected jump, about 34,000, though the rate held steady at 6.3%. And in France, Q1 GDP was as expected at a meager 0.1% growth, but April consumer spending was weaker than anticipated, up only 0.3% when 0.8% was hoped for.
So a mixed bag, but leaning a bit soft on the European data. Let's shift to earnings. We've had a few reports out. What's jumping out?
Absolutely. Abercrombie & Fitch, ticker ANF, beat Q1 expectations, which is good. However, they issued below consensus EPS guidance for Q2 and lowered EPS guidance for fiscal 26, though they did raise the top end of their revenue growth outlook. So a bit of a mixed message there.
Right. A beat but cautious outlook for ANF. Anyone else?
Box, ticker BOX, looks strong. They beat Q1 EPS expectations and issued above consensus guidance for Q2 and fiscal 26. That stock is gapping up nicely in the pre-market, up over 12%.
That's a solid report for Box. Now, Okta, OKTA, also reported. They beat Q1 and issued above consensus guidance for Q2 and fiscal 26. But the stock is getting hammered, down around 13% pre-market. What gives?
That's the head-scratcher, isn't it? Sometimes, even with a beaten raise, if expectations are sky-high or there's something in the details, like growth deceleration in a key metric, the market can punish it. Okta is definitely one to watch at the open to see if buyers step in or if this pressure continues.
Indeed. Any other earnings standouts? How about Macy's or Dick's Sporting Goods?
Macy's, M, beat Q1 expectations and reaffirmed its guidance for fiscal 26. The stock's up a couple of percent. Dick's Sporting Goods, DKS, reported EPS in line, slightly beat on revenues, with comps up 4.5%, and they also reaffirmed their fiscal 26 guidance.
Good to see some stability from those retailers. Any other corporate news that traders should be aware of?
A few things. NVIDIA's suppliers are reportedly ramping up production of their Blackwell AI server racks. No surprise there, given the demand. Apple is apparently planning a dedicated app for video games and also launched self-service repair for iPads. And GameStop announced it purchased 4,710 Bitcoin, so GME still making some crypto moves.
GameStop and Bitcoin, name a more iconic duo. Okay, let's talk about those pre-market movers. We mentioned Box gapping up and Okta gapping down. Who else is on the move?
On the upside, Bruge Holdings, BROG, is soaring, up nearly 50% on news of a proposed asset sale. We mentioned Box. Vail Resorts, Mountain, is also up nicely, around 11%, and they got an upgrade too. Joby Aviation, Joby, up almost 10%.
And on the downside, apart from Okta?
InflaRx, IFRX, is the big loser, down a whopping 49% after an IDMC recommended stopping a phase 3 trial due to futility. That's a tough break. Compass Diversified, CODI, is down about 11%, and Galaxy Digital, GLXY, is off around 10.5% after filing for a stock offering.
Ouch, some big moves there. Any quick mentions on analyst calls, upgrades, downgrades?
Sure. Fair Isaac, FICO, upgraded to outperform at Robert W. Baird. State Street, STT, upgraded to buy at Truist. And as mentioned, Vail Resorts, Mountain, upgraded to neutral at JP Morgan. On the downgrade side, Bank of New York Mellon BK, cut to hold at Truist. Booz Allen Hamilton, BAH, downgraded to sell at Goldman. And Pinduoduo, PDD, got a couple of downgrades to hold from China Renaissance and Deutsche Bank.
All right, thanks for that rundown. So let's zoom out a bit. Given all this, what's the broader market sentiment telling you? How are the key indices, like the SPY and QQQ, setting up?
Okay, so looking at the SPY, based on recent 30-minute chart action, it's showing signs of consolidation, but with a slight bullish bias. The close yesterday near the day's high is constructive. Key support to watch is around 590.00. If it holds that, great. Resistance is up near 592.50. A break above that could signal another leg higher.
And the QQQ, tech has been a leader.
Very similar story for QQQ. It also closed strong, showing upward movement. There's evidence of strong buying interest. Support for QQQ is around 521.00, with resistance near 523.00. That 523 level is pretty critical for maintaining this bullish trajectory in tech.
What about volatility? Is the VXX telling us anything?
The VXX is hinting at a mild decrease in volatility, currently around 52.96. It dropped significantly yesterday, about 13.6%, which confirmed that risk-on appetite. If VXX continues to decline or stays muted, it generally supports a bullish undertone for SPY and QQQ. But, you know, any unexpected spike there could change the tune quickly.
That makes sense. You mentioned risk on. What are you seeing in terms of sector rotation?
We're definitely seeing strength in consumer discretionary XLY. Technology XLK and even energy XLE has been showing some muscle. This suggests capital is rotating into these growth-oriented areas. On the flip side, consumer staples XLP, real estate, XLRE, and utilities, XLU, are lagging. That's typical when optimism about growth picks up. Investors move away from defensive sectors.
So the market is leaning towards a cautiously optimistic stance then?
Exactly. The setup favors cautious optimism. Sector rotation towards growth is a good sign of improving risk appetite, and the key indices are approaching notable resistance levels with pretty constructive price action. However, we always have to be vigilant for any fundamental disruptions or data that could spoil the party.
So for traders listening, any quick trade ideas or sectors to really focus on today?
Given the momentum, I'd keep an eye on tech and consumer discretionary stocks, especially those showing breakouts supported by strong volume. For specific names, Tesla, TSLA, is on the watch list for a potential continuation of its recent move. And for an anticipation setup, BWX Technologies, BWXT, is interesting. It just got initiated with an outperform at William Blair.
Good callouts. And what are the key catalysts we should be watching for today that could inject some volatility?
The main event later today will be the FOMC minutes from the May 6 to 7 meeting, out at 2 p.m. Eastern. Traders will be scrutinizing those for any new clues on the Fed's thinking about inflation and interest rates. Also, there's a $70 billion five-year Treasury note auction today, so that could impact yields.
All right, Fed minutes and a bond auction. Definitely things to keep on the radar. So final thoughts as we head towards the opening bell?
The overall takeaway is to remain cautiously bullish, focus on those stronger sectors like tech and consumer discretionary. Manage risk carefully, especially around those key support and resistance levels we talked about. It might be wise to use tight stops below support on any continuation plays, and perhaps consider fading weaker sectors until they show confirmed strength. And, of course, be ready for potential shifts in volatility around those Fed minutes.
Excellent advice. So a market taking a bit of a breather, but with underlying bullish sentiment still in play, especially in growth sectors. Keep an eye on those key levels and the Fed minutes later today. That's your morning dose. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great trading day.